think all of this kind of dovetails together. We're talking about the government shutdown and our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll asking you, and it's kind of good because you can vote anonymously, to be candid when it comes to your finances. If you didn't get your next paycheck, like furloughed government employees will not be getting theirs, would you be okay or in trouble, I guess, when it comes to cash flow? And as it stands now, and the numbers have been pretty consistent, about two-thirds saying they would be okay. Lee Thorpe joins us right now, Senior Vice President of Research and Development and Marketing Resource. I changed it and then I ignored it. The Senior Vice President of Resource Development and Marketing for United Way of Southeast Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And while I'm messing that up, is it Lee or Lay?
Lee.
Yeah, okay,
thank
good.
You.
At least I got that right. New report says a family of four needs to make about $61,000 to get by in New Orleans. And I did some research, come to find out that's the same number that they came up with, or somebody came up with, for Nashville. Is that pretty much the national average, Lee, in terms of to really have a family of four in today's economy with today's prices? You're looking at $60,000 round.
Roughly that amount. And when we talk about, and it's different in Orleans Parish versus some of our outlying parishes. But unfortunately, when we talk about that number, that's a basic household survival budget. So that's not including any extra needs that individuals might have. These are basic costs such as housing, childcare, transportation, healthcare. And so unfortunately, when there might be any situation where an emergency shows up, where it's a health emergency or a natural disaster or a government shutdown where you're not able to work, you could be really in a bad situation of falling below that poverty line or not being able to make ends meet and have to make really hard decisions.
Private schools were not included in that, I would presume?
No, not at all.
And what about, because you say transportation, how is that computed? And the only reason I ask, Lee, is I guarantee you people are driving around right now or listening saying, well, you know what? If you didn't drive a Lexus, you wouldn't have this problem. If you wouldn't drive a pick the luxury car of your choice, you wouldn't have this problem.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, these are basic transportation costs, whether it's, insurance or a basic car or public transportation. And unfortunately, when we talk about the basics and people that are not able to afford the very basics, we're looking at 47% of people in our region that can't afford a very basic survival budget. So we're not even getting to the fact that people are driving around in Lexuses, because unfortunately nearly one in two individuals in our region can't make enough to afford a basic household survival budget.
And we're going to get to that in a minute, but just so people don't have some preconceived notions that they think are accurate when they're not, when it comes to get by, what is the definition of that? Is that pretty much having a roof over your head? Is it renting, owning? Is it an average of all of that?
It is, yes. It's renting or owning. Basic cost of housing for a single adult in our region would be $628, mm-hmm. which, as you know, is I would love to find housing for $628
sure.
a month. For a family of four, our Alice report says it's $885, which once again, that is when you think about basics, that's what this report is saying. And I would be challenge individuals to find housing for $885 a month for a family of four.
I've been blessed in a way and in a lot of ways, but I had a divorce a couple of years ago, and I was trying to decide whether to buy half of the house back or go look for places to live. And it seemed like modest apartments in Metairie at that time were like $1,200 to $1,500. So I don't know where that
yes.
number of $885 comes from.
Right. It is an average. We do, in our Alice report, we break things down by towns and municipalities. But this is an average across our region, but it's still, I would be hard pressed to find it. And if it is that, that cost, I have a feeling the living conditions are not that great.
What does Alice mean for people that don't know?
Sure. Alice stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. It is our report with the United Way, the Louisiana Association of United Ways, to really look at what financial hardship means in the state of Louisiana. And so the ALIS population is a hardworking population, often working two or more jobs and still unable to afford a basic household survival budget. So our ALIS families are living paycheck to paycheck and still aren't able to make ends meet. And when they do have an emergency, really are going to be struggling.
Well, one of the questions that always comes up with this, Lee, for people that either maybe can't empathize or sympathize is, well, you know what, if you would just cut back on your lifestyle somewhat, you wouldn't have these problems. Or if you would save and prepare for emergencies, then you wouldn't have these problems. But in terms of that housing estimate, as we said, I think is way low. If 61,000 is the number that you need to hit a family of four, how many jobs are there that are available? Are there enough jobs available in the city? Are there people qualified enough to have those jobs? And if neither are true, then you got a lot of people in a gap there, right?
Right. That's exactly the situation. We've got low-wage jobs that are dominating this local economy. 66% of jobs in our region are paying less than $20 an hour. The majority of those are paying less than $15 an hour. So these are crucial jobs that we need for our community, but we don't have enough high-wage jobs, and we don't have a skilled workforce to fill those positions. And that's really what United Way is trying to do, is connect business to community, to realize that we need to be investing in getting people trained and workforce development opportunities, but also be providing opportunities for growth and high-wage jobs.
So that would be a long-term solution, right?
Yes, yeah, it is, but it's got to start sometime.
No, I understand that. And, you know, I always talk, Lee, about, we talk about education and opportunity. We've been having that conversation for at least 20 years now. And if we had actually done something about it, we'd have a generation that wouldn't have had those problems, right? Or at least future
exactly.
generations that wouldn't have those problems. So right. Somebody texted this in and wanted to ask about the 61,000. Is that gross or net?
That's gross, but that's really, that is just a basic survival budget. So that's not salary. That's just how much it costs to get by every day. So that really is, this year with our new ALIS report, it includes a cell phone expense or mobile technology that was not included in our last report. And really, you can't survive, unfortunately, in this day and age without some kind of mobile technology. But other than a technology budget of $55 a month for a person, which once again is very low, those are the bells and whistles that we're talking about for a basic survival budget of the $61,000.
So when you say mobile device, are you talking about cell phones and internet access?
Right, exactly.
So $55 per month per person. So if you're talking about four people, you'd be at $220 a month just for the electronic, whatever the phrase was you used.
Right. Or we have a budget of $75 for a family of four for technology in our ALIS report.
Not 2020.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. In terms of that, you know, you mentioned $20 an hour. 66% of the jobs that are in the city pay less than, what was the number?
$20 an hour. That's in our region. That's a regional number. But yes.
Because I did the math, or at least Jordan did. And I think the average number of hours you look at for a yearly salary is 20-30, and you multiply that times 20, and it comes out to 40,600. So if you have a parent, either a single parent or one parent, working in the household because they either deem that's the way they want it, or it's more cost efficient to do that than pay daycare, you're still $20,000 short of what it is that you would need.
Right. And that, I think that this, especially when you talk about the child care costs, unfortunately, child care costs have increased significantly over the past 2 years. And when we know, especially United Way, how crucial high quality child care is for success moving forward and to get good jobs. And when families have to decide whether or not to afford child care or go to work, that's where things really start affecting our economy and our population.
Along those lines, somebody texted this in, so I guess we may as well throw national politics into the pot as well, about tax cuts and how they were supposed to increase economic opportunity. Has any of that reached this area? Is it too early to say whether it reaches the area or not? Or is it all about what happens in your region?
It might be too early to say based on our report. This information for our report was collected in 2016. So we're really hoping that, especially just statewide, with the great relationship we have with Governor Edwards and our legislators, that we're able to take this ALIS report and show legislators and officials what this really, what the numbers are saying and what needs to be invested in, and create some policy and advocacy that specifically affects the individuals in our community.
In terms of raises and median income in the area and regional, maybe you told me, but I missed it. And have you ever checked to see, or have you checked to see when the last time people got raises are? Is there any average on it?
Not that I know of offhand, but we are advocating for making sure individuals receive a living wage in our community, because we believe that that is crucial, and we don't believe that that's currently happening the way it should be.
So in terms of median income for four people, do you have that or not?
Yes. It would take $29.43 to survive with a family of four.
But what are people making now? Do you know, average family of four?
Average family of four will probably less than that amount, not exactly. But we know that 40% are not making that amount.
I got you.
27%.
I appreciate your time. Have a good weekend, all right?
Thanks, you too. Appreciate it.
You bet. Lee Thorpe, Senior Vice President of Resource Development and Marketing for United Way of Southeast Louisiana.